For a long time, big tech companies like Google and Facebook have mostly been the middlemen for content on the internet. They provided the space for people to post their stuff, but didn't really get involved in what was posted. Now, with new AI tools that can create things like articles and images, these companies are beginning to actually make content themselves. This big change means they have to start taking responsibility for what's created and shared. Generative AI is really good at making new content, like writing text or making pictures. When big tech starts using this kind of AI, they become more than just platforms. They're now also creators. This shift is important because it changes how we think about who is responsible for the content online. Now, these big companies might have to answer for the stuff their AI creates. This new role as content creators means big tech companies have to think about tough questions. They might have to deal with legal issues if the AI creates something that breaks copyright laws or spreads false information. They have to make sure the AI is used in a good way and doesn't create harmful content. Another challenge is keeping an eye on all the content that AI can produce. AI can make a lot of stuff really fast, and it's hard for traditional ways of checking content to keep up. Big tech will need to figure out new ways to manage and control what the AI makes to make sure it's appropriate and safe. Also, there's a big conversation about how AI-made content affects society. There are worries that AI could make biased content or blur the line between what's made by humans and what's made by machines. We need to think about how AI might show the same biases that exist in society already. In short, the rise of AI in making online content is a game changer for big tech. They can't just be the platform anymore. They're now part of creating the content. This means they have to face new challenges and take responsibility for what their AI makes and how it affects people.